You're listening to Sleepy Stories Podcast. Tonight, we'll read three selections from the late Elizabeth Barrett Browning. She was an English poet who started writing at a very young age. First, we'll read How Do I Love Thee? Followed by When Our Two Souls. And we'll finish with The Sleep. Very fitting for our podcast. Some of her works have a romantic theme, so it's appropriate for the month of February and Valentine's Day. Her birthday is also March the 6th, less than 2 weeks away. And what better way to celebrate her than to read her poetry and fall asleep. And now, it's that time. Let's fall asleep. How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. I love thee to the depth and breadth and height my soul can reach when feeling out of sight. For the ends of being and ideal grace, I love thee to the level of every day's most quiet need, by sun and candlelight. I love thee freely, as men strive for right. I love thee purely, as they turn from praise. I love thee with the passion put to use in my old griefs and with my childhood's faith. I love thee with a love I seemed to lose with my lost saints. I love thee with the breath, smiles, tears of all my life. And if God choose, I shall but love thee better after death. When our two souls stand up erect and strong, face to face, silent, drawing nigh and nigher, until the lengthening wings break into fire at either curved point. What bitter wrong can the earth do to us that we should not long be here contended? Think, in mounting higher, the angels would press on us and aspire to drop some golden orb of perfect song into our deep, dear silence. let us stay rather on earth, beloved, where the unfit, contrarious moods of men recoil away, and isolate pure spirits, and permit a place to stand and love in for a day, with darkness and the death hour rounding it. Of all the thoughts of God that are born inward unto souls afar, along the psalmist music deep. Now tell me if that any is for gift or grace surpassing this, he giveth his beloved sleep. What would we give to our beloved, the hero's heart, to be unmoved? The poet's star-tuned harp to sweep? The patriot's voice to teach and rouse? The monarch's crown to light the brows? He giveth his beloved sleep. What do we give to our beloved? A little faith, all undisproved? A little dust to overweep? And bitter memories to make the whole earth blasted for our sake? He giveth his beloved sleep. Sleep soft, beloved, we sometimes say, but have no tune to charm away. Sad dreams that through the eyelids creep, but never doleful dream again shall break the happy slumber when he giveth his beloved sleep. O earth so full of dreary noises, O men with wailing in your voices, O delved gold, the wailer's heap, O strife, O curse, that o'er it fall, God strikes a silence through you all. He giveth his beloved sleep. His dews drop mutely on the hill, his clouds above it saileth still. though on its slope men sow and reap. More softly than the dew is shed, or cloud is floated overhead, he giveth his beloved sleep. Aye, men may wonder while they scan a living, thinking, feeling man, confirmed in such a rest to keep. But angels say, and through the word, I think their happy smile is heard. He giveth his beloved sleep. For me, my heart that erst did go, most like a tired child at a show, that sees through tears the mummers leap, would now its wearied vision close, would childlike on his love repose, who giveth his beloved sleep. And friends, dear friends, when it shall be that this low breath is gone from me, and round my bier ye come to weep, let one most loving of you all say not a tear must o'er her fall. He giveth his beloved sleep. Till next time, good night.